Once upon a time, a fisherman and his wife lived a life of perfect squalor in a hovel beside the sea. One dreary winter morning, the fisherman set out in his boat and cast his net, as he did every morning. But instead of pulling in nothing but seaweed, as he did every morning, on this day, he netted a groundhog. "Oh, fisherman," said the groundhog, "please do not harm me, for as you can see, I am an enchanted groundhog. Release me, and I will impart to you the secrets of wealth and material success, for I can see by the rags you wear that you are a man of but paltry substance."
"Cool," said the fisherman.
He untangled the net from around the groundhog's body and threw the creature back into the sea. The groundhog treaded water for a moment to regain her bearings, and the fisherman said, "So, impart. I'll tell you what, we don't want much, the wife and me. Just a decent cottage, a cow, a little patch of vegetables, a low-mileage minivan, and enough in the bank so we'll have a modest but steady income. Nothing fancy, you know, nothing grandiose."
"Right," said the groundhog. "Well, that shouldn't be a problem. You already have the beachfront property. That's as good as sitting on a gold mine. So clean up the trash, slap a coat or two of paint on the hovel, and list it with the local REMAX office. Oh, and I strongly suggest you mend your nets. They're full of holes."
"Whoa," said the fisherman. "I've heard this story before, and that's not the way it goes. No, in the real story, the fisherman goes home and he finds everything just the way he asked for it. Free, gratis. None of this litter control and property maintenance fol-de-rol. I mean, this is a fairy tale, right? We're dealing with magic, right?"
"We are," said the groundhog. "But you didn't catch the flounder of the soft touch. It's his day off. Count your blessings. You could have caught the little mermaid. You'd be saddled for life with a needy emotional basket case then. Or you could have pulled up Davy Jones or Leviathan. That's nearly always fatal. Instead, you caught me, the groundhog of common sense."
"Whoop-de-doo," said the fisherman. "For all my efforts and compassion, all I'm going to get out of this is more hard work? What kind of fairy tale is this? Where's the magic?"
"The magic?" she sputtered.
"What, you don't find yourself the least bit astonished to be talking to a groundhog? Look, Buster, I worked my tail off learning the nuances of human speech. And if that's not enough, I, a groundhog, a mammal, fur, four legs, no gills, am living in the sea? What? You want dazzle, go see a Spielberg movie. You lazy, ungrateful, unimaginative bum, have seen more enchantment in the last 5 minutes than most people see in their whole lives. Where's the magic? It's under your nose, bimbo." And with that, the groundhog flipped the stub of her tail and swam away.
The fisherman rowed to shore and trudged up the beach to his hovel, where his wife stood over a meager fire, stirring a thin gruel for their supper.
"Nothing again today, huh?" she said, by way of greeting.
"Nah," he said. "Fishing's lousy."
His wife served up their evening gruel in two chipped bowls. Before they began to eat, they held hands across the table, bowed their heads, and said in unison, "Life sucks." The groundhog of common sense swam down to her burrow beneath the waves, where her good friend, the flounder of the soft touch, had dinner waiting.
"So, how'd it go?" asked the flounder. "Did your story end any better than mine did?"
The groundhog shook her head.
"Nope. It gets harder and harder to amaze them. They still end up right where they started."
This time it was his fault. "I guess the silver lining is that I didn't have to go to so much trouble to land them back at square one." They ate in companionable silence for a few minutes, and then the flounder said, "Oh, by the way, I'll be late tomorrow. My agent called. I got the M.C. Escher promo spot."
"Super," said the groundhog. "I'll be asleep by the time you get home. I have my annual Punxsutawney gig, crack of dawn, day after tomorrow."
"Break a leg," said the flounder.
"Back at you," said the groundhog.
They toasted each other with what was left of their iced tea. They polished off a lemon tart and toddled off to bed.